Paul Manafort and his pot of gold. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The charging documents against former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort have us all wondering whether this will ultimately lead to the president himself. There's a sense that while the FBI hasn't found the smoking gun, it may have the shell casings. But in the meantime, here's the real value of these documents. They are a masterclass in how to succeed in real estate. Lesson number one, set up a company to give advice to corrupt foreign politicians who will apparently pay whatever you ask since they're stealing the money anyway. I mean, $75 million for helping Ukrainian politicians? Did he restore their power grid too? That's amazing. Lesson number two, park that money in places like Cyprus, St. Vincent, the Grenadines, where the U.S. government can't see it. Lesson number three, use the hidden money to buy real estate in cash, since the seller typically doesn't care where the money comes from. Then refurbish the properties into luxury Airbnb rentals, then use the value of those properties as collateral to take out low-interest loans from American banks. Now you have legal cash, and you don't have to pay taxes on it. It's perfect. Finally, lesson number four, make sure the FBI never finds out. This, of course, is where Manafort screwed up. He tried his best, but the FBI did something he obviously wasn't expecting. It got hold of 6 years' worth of his federal tax returns. Again, as the president has said, this has nothing to do with him, and he's right. This is basically about a guy who invested in real estate and just put a few alternative facts on some silly tax returns. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.